Coverage of the Port Huron to Mackinac Yacht Race on WPHM continues with Paul Miller live from Mackinac Island.
All right, a very slow race, and one boat has crossed the finish line, and a few more on their way. We'll talk more about that coming up in a few minutes. I want to turn our attention right now to the midterm elections, just 4 months away now, and some interesting trends emerging. Joining us right now from ABC News is Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning.
Paul, I have to say I envy you being up there on Mackinac. I've been there before. Beautiful, beautiful place.
It's not a bad place to work. We're pretty happy to be here. But one of the interesting things that you've noted, actually the Pew Research Center is noting, is the racial and ethnic makeup of a lot of the candidates in this year's election.
Yeah, it's shifted quite dramatically over the years. If you look back to 2001, the 107th Congress, it had a much smaller number, about half as many minority members, ethnic and racial minority members, as it does now. And if you look at the midterm elections, the ballots that are forming out there, Paul, you'll see that a lot of South Asians are running, folks from whose parents were from India who may have come here from India themselves, people running for Congress. You also see a lot of Native Americans who are running, especially in places like Oklahoma, where in some places you have a couple of candidates, Native American candidates running for the same office. So it's a demographic sea change, you might say, over the last several years, Paul.
What do you suppose is the reason for that? Or does that just reflect sort of the makeup of this country?
Well, it does, yes. And even now, with so many members of Congress, something like 20%, nearly one in five members of Congress is a racial minority. Still, the country is almost 35% minority, and so it still is having trouble keeping up. But I think that little by little, people are voting for people who look more like them. And if that's the case, then you'll naturally end up with more minority members in Congress.
From both parties, too, right?
Yeah, it's not just a Democratic or Republican thing. And in fact, in Oklahoma, where so many Native Americans are running, you'll find that they generally trend Republican. And so in some of those races, you have two American Indian Republicans running for office. The governor's race is shaping up that way.
Here in Michigan, two of our candidates, we have an Indian candidate for governor. We have a Muslim candidate for governor.
So yeah, Sri Thanadar running for governor, and a couple of congressional, Farooz Saeed and Sunil Gupta. Michigan sort of is leading the way there. Of course, Michigan's long been a kind of a stronghold for Muslim candidates as well. I remember covering George W. Bush, and he took a trip up there in 2000 and was courting the vote of Muslim voters.
Interesting trends. We will continue to watch that. Again, just 4 months away from the November elections. Jim, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Paul.
All right. Take care. Jim Ryan from ABC News. Interesting to note the ethnic diversity in this year's congressional races. We are 4 months away from the November election. We are just less than a month away now from the August primary here in Michigan. And once this Mackinac race is over, and it will be over eventually, one way or the other, only one boat across the finish line so far, but several more on their way. And so once we get past the Mackinac race coverage here on WPHM, we are going to turn a lot of our attention to the August primaries. And we'll talk to some of the candidates locally who are seeking office. Of course, a couple of months ago when we were here at the Grand Hotel last time for the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference, we talked to most of the gubernatorial candidates and several other candidates as well. So we'll continue that over the next days here on WPHM. Still to come in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with the director of the Mackinac State Historic Parks, Phil Porter, will be joining us as we continue our broadcast from the Grand Hotel. It's the finish of the 2018 Bells Beer Bayview Mackinac race on 1380 WPHM.